This year is prolific with aphids. They came with the warm weather, and they're staying. Aphids are pear-shaped, sucking insects. They vary from a 1/16 to almost a 1/4 inch in size. They come in a variety of colors, from bright green to woolly gray to black. Although similar, there are aphids that attack specific plants: asparagus aphid, peach aphid, rose aphid, and woolly apple aphid. Aphids' colonies seem to bloom out of nowhere. Aphids can reproduce without any males. The females are born pregnant. One female lays hundreds of eggs. The newly hatched aphids begin laying more eggs within a week. One Saturday, you'll see no aphids in the garden. The next, they're all over the place. Aphids feed by sucking the juice out of plants. The plants are less vigorous. The leaves are pale. Some aphids produce a toxin that deforms a plant. Leaf-curling aphids on ash trees literally curl the leaf around the colony. Diseases are also passed along by aphids. The aphid causes minimal damage. The disease kills or deforms vegetables, flowers, and berries. Aphids are fairly easy to control. Small infestations can be sprayed off with a strong spray of water. Natural predators will attack aphids, but before the predators strike, the aphid population and damage will be pretty high. Groups of aphids can be smashed. A glove is recommended because they are juicy. Leaf-curling aphids are the hardest to control. A systemic insecticide is the only way to kill the colony. Early sprays of insecticidal soap or horticultural oil help some susceptible plants. Another group of insects that's becoming a big problem are the engraver beetles, also known as Ips beetle. These beetles attack spruce. Native stands of spruce have been stressed by years of drought. The opportunistic Ips beetle attacks the weak trees and kills. The best control for this boring beetle is to keep trees healthy, avoid damaging the tree, water regularly and deeply, especially water during late fall and through the winter. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.